From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinkham?
Mr. Valley, I just got a letter from my uncle. He lost all his teeth on a desert island.
He lost all his teeth? How?
He was shipwrecked with 10 cases of beer and didn't have a bottle opener.
Ah, oh, nuts.
No, slits.
Yes, Rudy Valley, with Pinky Lee, Marvin Miller, June Foray, Benny Kruger's music, yours truly, Truman Bradley, and that little man with a big talent, Peter Lorre, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy, and birthday cakes made. $1 and up. Eat my dollar cake and you're all up night. All night up. You're up and all night. Speaking. What? I need another rehearsal. What? Oh, sure. Yeah, first you rub in some liniment, then dab on a little iodine, then put on some Band-Aids, and then take a few aspirins. Oh, yeah, that'll make you feel much better. Yeah, goodbye.
Who was that?
Billy Kahn.
Incidentally, Pinky, did you bet on the fight last night?
Oh, sure. With me, $5,000 bets are nothing.
How much did you bet?
Nothing.
You know, dear boy, I have formed quite an attachment for you. This attachment fits under your chair and carries 50,000 volts of electricity.
Oh, thank you.
No, incidentally.
I think.
Enough of this small talk. Tonight, Pinkham, tonight, I'm doing a program that's different. I shall be the only one on it. No one but I shall be heard on this program.
What's it called?
I, the people.
Mr. Valley, I have a program for you.
Which one?
One Ham's Family.
We'll ignore that, Pinky. My audience will love me. I'll throw my personality at them. I'll throw my talent at them. I'll throw my dramatic genius at them.
English translation, boy, can you throw it? Key with, Mr. Valley. I would
Mr.
like...
Mr. Valley, I'm the page boy. Here are your scripts for tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, what do you think of the scripts I wrote, young man? And take your hand away from your nose.
Well, gosh, Mr. Valley, there ain't any jokes in it.
So what? Mr. Valley always gets his laughs by making faces back at the audience. Hmm?
Listen, page boy, I'm just as good a comedian as Fred Allen. In fact, he's always stealing my material. Every time I do a joke in the air, he does it the week before.
Another thing, page boy, do you happen to know anyone who sings better than Mr. Valley?
Oh, sure. Sinatra, Crosby, Perry Como, Dick Hames, Nelson Eddy, Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor, Andy Russell, Jack Smith, Kenny Baker, and Dennis Day.
I mean, besides them.
Oh, you know, to me, there are only two great men in radio.
Really? Who's the other one?
But those other singers always get terrific applause.
So what? Mr. Valley's been getting applause all his life. Even when he was born, the doctor picked him up and applauded him.
Pinky, enough of that. Put those scripts in my office. And before I forget, page boy, how would you like a $5 tip?
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're not getting it. I was just testing public opinion. Pinky, I'm going to the club to sing.
Okay. Page boy.
Yeah?
Come here, son, will you? What are you carrying in that briefcase, if I'm not too contagious?
Well, these are scripts for the Friend in Need program. You know, the fellow who answers people's problems?
Oh, yeah? Look, kid. Why don't you leave those scripts here instead of Mr. Valley's?
Well, Mr. Valley can't answer people's problems. What'll he do when it's time to go on the air?
That's his problem.
Okay, here you are.
Go out through the club, will you?
Cigars, cigarettes, novelty, nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, at this time I will sing a song requested by three very important people. Rudy Valley, yours truly, and I. Play, Benny.
Yesterday, yesterday, days I knew as happy, sweet sequester days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Then gay youth was mine, truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of flaming life for soon was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday. Enriches the night. I love the way your hair shimmers with light.
No matter what the light, we men always remember lovely, shining hair. And to bring out all the natural, gleaming beauty of your hair, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As Glamorous Magazine cover girl and Dreen girl Jerry Courtney says,
Dreen is my one and only shampoo. I love the way it leaves my hair so shining smooth.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
So Mr. Valley wants to do his own program tonight, huh? Well, wait till he sees he's got the wrong script. Nothing but problems on him. Oh boy. Oh, that'll fix
him. Oh, Pinkies, there you are. We go on the air in a few moments, and I'd like to look over my script. They're on my desk here. Let me see now. I opened the show by saying, My dear Mr. Smith, my advice to you is to go home and make up with your wife for the sake of the children. After all, Mr. Smith... Wait a minute. What is this? What am I talking about? Pinky, I'm ruined. I've got the wrong scripts. Heavens to bullocks.
Gee, Mr. Gee, Mr. Valley, I wonder who could have done that.
I'm wondering.
Anybody who'd play a trick like that is nothing but a dog. A dog, P-I-N-K-Y, dog.
Oh, that's all right, Pinky. I've always wanted to help people solve their problems.
Me too, Mr. Valley. Even as a kid in school, I was solving people's problems.
Really?
In fact, everybody called me a problem child. Oh, gosh, I'll never forget it, even if I live. Well, here's your first case, Mr. Valley. This lady here.
How do you do, madam?
Oi, have I got a predicament! Henry Rappaport. I'm married. Pardon the expression.
Are you unhappy, Mrs. Rappaport?
I just told you I'm married. My husband is a monster. He makes me go around like the wife of a rag picker.
What does your husband do?
He's a rag picker. I tell you, my husband is just a beast.
No names, please. You may continue.
I'm a sick woman. I'm suffering from pains in the arms, pains in the legs, and I'm suffering from pains in the back.
That's serious, lady. How old are you?
22.
You also suffer from loss of memory.
I swear I'm a good wife. Cross mine heart and hope to kiss a pig.
We're not interested in your personal life. Now, how did you meet your husband, Mrs. R?
Well, I'm having my vacation.
Yes?
Down in the swamps in New Orleans.
I've been there.
In a place called Svenky on the Swamps.
I know the place, and it is not a swamp. It's a bayou, a lake.
By you, it's a lake. By me, it's a swamp.
Well, anyway, who first introduced you to your husband?
We just met. I don't blame nobody. It is becoming subsequently impossible to live with that man. He even beats me.
Oh, a tough guy, huh? Well, Mrs. Rappaport, our advice to you is to be just as tough, see? Now, the next time your husband beats you, grab his hair, look him straight in the eye and say...
Yes?
Ooh, you make me so mad.
In the meantime, Mrs. Rappaport, you're welcome to stay here and listen to Benny Kruger and our orchestra. Come into the club with me. Pinky, I really enjoy solving people's problems. It gives me a chance to learn about the other half. I want to know what it is to be hemmed in. I want to know what it is to be crushed and trampled on by those around me.
Did you ever ride on a Wilshire bus?
Quiet. Now, let's get back to our problems.
Pardon me, gentlemen, but I have a problem, a grave problem. I am Peter Lorre.
Well, there's nothing we can do for that. Wait a minute, Peter Lorre, what are you doing here?
I told you I've got a problem. For years, I've had to play a killer in pictures. Everywhere I go, people avoid me. It's driving me crazy. I want to live a normal life. I want people to like me. I don't want to frighten them.
Excuse me, Mr. Lorre.
Yes, Wicked. No, no.
Don't be frightened, Mr. Lorre. This is Pinky Lee, our busboy.
Oh, but he looks like he's out on a 2-hour pass from Forest Lawn.
Hey, just a minute, Mr. Lorre. Now, I may not be handsome, but women are always giving me the once-over.
They are?
Yeah, they look at me once and it's over.
Quiet, Pinky, quiet. Now, Mr. Lorre, why do you want to change your character? I've seen your pictures, and as one star to another, I think you're great in those tough parts.
Oh, thank you. That's high praise coming from an actor. But coming from you, it doesn't mean a thing.
I'll ignore that, Mr. Lorre. You may not know this, but they've already started a rumor that I'm going to get the Academy Award next year.
How do you know?
I started the rumor.
Say, Rudy, I too want to play parts that mean something. You see, I've got a message, but nobody will listen to me.
I've got a radio program. I know just how you feel. 10:30 in the East.
Rudy, please, you are the only one who can help me. You know, my being here is unexpected.
Mine too. My mother wanted a girl. But my father wanted a boy.
Oh, too bad. They were both disappointed.
Now, look here. I don't like your Lorre, Mr. Sarcasm. I'm just as tough as you are, see? 2 years ago, I went to the zoo and came face to face with a man-eating gorilla. I look at the gorilla looks at me. I look back at the gorilla looks back at me. What do you know? The gorilla's better looking than I am.
I like that. The gorilla is better looking than you.
What are you laughing at? The gorilla's better looking than you are, too.
You're not kidding. Peter, why don't you tell your producers that you want romantic parts? Put your foot down. Call on your manhood.
I do, but no one answers.
Now, what about your romantic life, Peter? Hmm? You go with anybody?
Yes, anybody. You know, Rudy, for instance, last Valentine's Day, I sent a girl a very expensive valentine. It cost me $75.
$75 for a valentine?
Yes, the heart was still beating on it. Very cheap.
Yes.
I tell you, Rudy, the studios have ruined my romantic life. The minute I start talking to a woman, she faints. Say confidentially, Rudy, what do you do when a woman faints?
I stop kissing her, of course. How can I help you, Peter?
Well, I have a story I want to present on your program, and I play the part of a kind elderly doctor who helps people instead of killing them, as I usually do.
All right, Peter, we'll do your doctor story.
Oh, fine.
But first, I have a date with an audience. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. There you are. Here I am. And coming up is another song entitled, Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep. But don't take me literally, ladies and gentlemen. No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and go to sleep. For me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress? What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Just one of those things, he'd had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for over. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over. No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
There's something about glamorous, shining hair that men find irresistible. She knows her man, and should you rant and swear, can draw you to her with a single hair. And girls, what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again we do the unusual at Villa Valley by presenting a stirring drama of medicine entitled Young Dr. Lorry, or They Removed the Movie Star's Appendix and All the Critics Came to the Opening. Or Dr. Lorry Cuts for Deal. Music, curtain. Dr. Lorry?
Yes, Dr. Valley?
Before we operate, you'd better get your glasses.
I can operate without glasses.
Without what?
Glasses.
Yes, thank you. That's what you said the last time. And you cut out your own appendix.
Please let us proceed, Dr. Valley. Needle.
Needle?
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Suture.
Suture.
Oh, Dr. Valley.
Yes?
Where's the patient?
Calling Dr. Valley. Calling Dr. Valley. Stay out of the nurse's room. You're making it a habit.
Dr. Lorry, you were supposed to diagnose the patient in room 202. Did you find out what's wrong with him?
Oh, yes. It's a disease of the brain called brain disease. I found that the woman in 407, by the way, has varicose veins.
Varicose veins? What do you suggest?
Rubber stockings.
Do you think she'll let me?
I'm worried about that woman, Dr. Valley. She has roses growing out of her head.
Yeah, roses growing out of her head? Why, that's terrible.
I know. I planted geraniums.
Dr. Lorry wanted in maternity. Dr. Lorry wanted in maternity. Never mind, doctor.
Oh, Dr. Lorry, answer the phone.
Dr. Valley, how did you know it was going to ring?
I peeked ahead a few lines. I'll answer it, doctor. Hello? What? Yes, bring him in. Doctor, they're bringing in the patient from 202, Pinky Lee. He needs another operation. Al, and how are you today, Mr. Lee?
Not too good. We were shooting crap upstairs, and I swallowed the dice.
You swallowed the dice? What can we do for you?
Well, I want an x-ray to find out if I made my point. But that's not what bothers me. See, I don't like the nurse you gave me. She keeps feeding me through a straw.
There's nothing wrong with feeding you through a straw.
Yeah, but she feeds me meatballs.
Now, don't excite yourself, Mr. Lee. You're about to undergo an operation.
An operation? Yeah, just a minute, doctor. Can I see your operator's license? The last time you operated, you left a sponge inside of me.
A sponge? Is it causing you any pain?
No, but it's making me awful thirsty. And how much are you going to charge me for my operation?
You see, Mr. Lee, we have set prices. Tonsils are $10, adenoids $20, liver $50, with onions, of course, $55. All right, Mr. Lee, put this thermometer in your mouth.
Okay. Say, this thermometer tastes terrible.
Hmm? I don't know why. I just took it off the wall. Oh. Your temperature is 96. Oh, but that's normal.
What's preferred?
98.
Buy me 100 shares.
All right, Mr. Lee, I'd like to examine you now. First, I'll look in your right ear.
What do you see?
Your left ear.
Never mind my ears. All day today, my head's been ringing.
Why don't you answer it?
There's nobody home. And this morning, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face.
Why not?
I was sitting on it.
This is serious, Mr. Lee. I don't like your looks.
I can't stand the sight of you either.
Quiet, please. Now let me hear you inhale.
Are you kidding? I'm so weak I have to eat garlic to prove I'm breathing. That's exactly what I'm worrying about, my breathing.
Don't worry, we'll soon put a stop to that. Now take a deep breath and say 9 three times.
27.
Excellent. Now let me hear you pant a little. Your pants are too short. I also hear a... a wheezing sound in your blood.
Oh, I know. I got asthma in my plasma.
Mr. Lee, I'd like to look inside of you through this X-ray machine. Oh, look, 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 Dr. Valley. Very interesting.
How do you like that? I'm suffering on the inside and he's laughing on the outside.
Mr. Lee, we're ready to operate. Just breathe in this ether and you'll drift into oblivion.
I hope it's a round trip.
Don't worry, Mr. Lee. The doctors here are all experts.
Is that a patient?
It ain't Johnny Weissmuller. Look, Dr. Lowry, he's asleep now, fast asleep.
Oh, good, good. Have you seen, by the way, my small operating knife?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll eat my apple without it. Dr. Valley, I'm tired. You'd better operate. I'll just relax and read the comic page.
Very well, Dr. Lowry. Here we are. First, I'll take out the appendix. Well, what do you know? The appendix is not here.
Dr. Valley, the appendix is up further.
Well, I'll just browse around a little. Well, the operation is over. Just sew him up again.
All right. Knit one, purl one, drop two. Oh, here we are. And just in time, too. Mr. Lee's waking up.
Who am I?
Don't be too anxious. You may hate yourself when you find out.
Dr. Valley, I just did a terrible thing. When I sewed up Mr. Lee again, I left a page of the comics inside of him.
A comic page inside of him? We'll have to operate again.
No, leave it there. I want to see Dick Tracy get out of that one.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood, with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, and Benny Kruger and his music. Peter Lorre will soon be seen in the Nero production, The Chase.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew.
You know, the grocer in your U.S. hometown is as tired of saying, "Sorry, no soap today," as you are of hearing him say it. Don't blame him. The government are soap makers for the scarcity. Until industry has enough fats to produce all the soaps, fabrics, paints, and other peacetime products we all need, there's only one thing to do. Every family, save every drop of used fats, every mealtime. Let's have a bow for the cast. A bow for the cast.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Marco. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T. Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies. For faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.